Are you ready to get serious? You don't know me very well. Anyway, welcome back to Own Common Sense, everyone. I'm Billy the Kid. My best friend. Stay there, John. No drinking. Voices in the back of my head, just don't worry about it. Anyway, okay, I'm really actually on here, for reals. Pay attention, bud. Ah, look, I'm little. Okay, we're just gonna jump on here real quick and read you guys this thing. Stop laughing. I wish you guys could see him right now. He's over here like, I'm so funny. Like my mom. Hey, buddy, bunny. All right. Love you, Mom. Delayed capital investigation may hurt Kotex governor bid. You think? By the Taxpayer Association of Oregon, found on OregonWatchdog.com. A fellow former Democrat lawmaker has accused the former House Speaker Tina Kotek of abusing her power as she threatened to, quote, kill the legislation, demote lawmakers, and end one former lawmaker's political career as she sought support for a high-stakes bill has been under investigation for more than 16 months. Now, we've actually already gone over this, the article, okay? But I wanted to kind of reread this a little bit, rehash it somewhat, because for one, our video isn't really getting out there that much. We have like 80 views on it or some stupid thing. Yeah, so I feel like we need to touch on the subject again, even if it's virtually the same thing, simply because no one's talking about it. Why is no one talking about it? Okay, anyways. OPB further reports, the document does show that Hernandez has been consistent in his account. He texted other lawmakers about being bullied by Kotek immediately after, he says, threats occurred in May of 2019. An outside attorney paid more than $350 an hour has yet to release findings nearly 500 days after Hernandez filed a complaint. So the complaints that the other guy was talking about in the article we read, this is one of the complaints. Sorry, I have two different cursors, guys. The report is obviously being delayed and poses a massive threat to the Tina Kotek campaign for governor. So, they don't want us talking about it because they don't want to hurt her precious. We need to talk about it more. Where I'm at with it. The abuse of power is exactly what another Oregon Democrat lawmaker has said this year when State Representative Marty Wilde stated, I could not continue to participate in a caucus that had stopped acting democratically. We had failed to set a positive example of transparency and engagement and stop supporting laws that returned power to the people. Hold on, I left. Returned power to the people we represented. Instead, we let our partisan desire to maintain power override our duty to the people. Since I joined the caucus in 2019 as a freshman legislator, it has been privately... Oh, I'm sorry. I can't read. It has become less and less democratic. My fellow Democratic lawmakers and I privately each met privately each day and during the legislation session. We debated proposals like the Student Success Act and public pension reform. And he goes on. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, down here at the bottom. This abuse of power is similar to when the then Speaker Kotek violated her pledge to produce a bipartisan equal redistricting commission. Both Democrat and Republican lawmakers unsuccessfully sued against Kotek's biased plan. Rules for thee, not for me. Yeah. I need my model. Alright, well, that covers that. The whole article is displayed at any point in time. If you guys would like to screenshot, you are welcome to screenshot. Pause the video, read it for yourself, because I really just skimmed through the basics of it. But yeah, that's that. Let us know what you think in the comments. As always, we're happy to have you here on Uncommon Sense. Let us know your uncommon thoughts in the comment section below. Like, subscribe, share with your friends, la-di-da-di-da. I do a little happy dance. Whatever. Stay uncommon.